You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in rainy Florida today, rainy Coco, Florida. And we have a very action-packed show today on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We are heard on WWBC Online. We are heard on 94.7 FM, 99.9 and 100.7. Each Monday, or every Monday, I should say, Ellen and I sit here with people from all walks of life, people who have businesses, people who are running nonprofits, folks who just want to share their advice about current events and what's happening around the world and our nation. And we chat from the studio here in Sunny Coco in Florida. Yes. Today it's rainy. Right. And we chat about whatever we want to talk about. But basically, we understand that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, and that responsibility is to be kind to each other, talk about stuff that don't incite hate or violence, mm-hmm. and just give out valuable information in a very unscripted manner. Correct?
And to, yeah, absolutely. To expose the world to some fantastic people, because you've got some great friends, Sita.
I do. I've been blessed. I'm not going to lie. And it doesn't come overnight, you know, meeting people, talking to people, greeting to people. It's a skill. And a lot of people don't want to put in the time or the effort to talk to other people or find out what's going on in people's lives. But I'm one of those people that I do believe we learn a lot from education, academic education. We learn a lot from people who offer services and trade. And we also learn a lot from life experience and talking to others. And today I'm very grateful to myself for reaching out way back then in our Hindu temple in Melbourne. I met a wonderful man years ago with his lovely family. His name is Alfie Agari, and he is here to chat with us on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about why he decided to throw his hat in the ring to run for the city of Palm Bay mayor. So welcome to our show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, Ellen.
Yes.
So he's here. And then one of our segments, if our friend Bwana Watkins Bostic makes it in, she will be speaking a little bit about the City of Refuge Christian Center right here in Coco. And it's an independent non-denomination church. And she wanted to talk a little bit about what the church is doing for people right now during COVID-19, share with us some of the work that the ministry is doing, events, and bring us up to date. Because she is...
They've been doing a lot.
Yeah,
since
she's
the last
one
time
of our regulars.
On the show. Yes.
But before we go to Mr. Alfred Agari, I just wanted to, you know, we always do what's called a Sita Foshal, yeah. or Sita-ism. And so, of course, I worked this weekend. I wore my mask, taking care of patients. And it's part of my life. It's what I choose to do because it's my profession. But I also want people to understand that those people who have been going out in the crowds and wearing a mask a political statement, it really shouldn't be a political statement. It should be that if you want to wear a mask, it is your choice. But when you do wear a mask, you're sending a statement to people that you care about yourselves and you care about other people as well.
Right.
That's simple as that.
Exactly right.
You know, it's like people are having issues about before when they were wiping down surfaces. Well, guess what? Nobody knew what was happening with COVID-19. And scientists were telling us that if you had the virus and you coughed on someone or you were transmitting it and you touch a surface, yeah, I just think that's great. I mean, if nobody got it that way, that's wonderful. But cleanliness is next to godliness. That's something we learned
way back when we were childhood, so and when we were children. So for me, it was not an issue.
But there's so many things going around. It's just really good hygiene to be doing some of the things that they're asking people to do.
That's right. You know, I mean, what's wrong with keeping clean and wiping down your surfaces, right?
And I always have a mask with me. And if I go someplace that gets too busy and it seems like people are getting too close, then I put it on again for that. But if there's enough social distancing going on,
we're good.
Again, yeah, we have a choice.
Well, also, you know, people are relaxing themselves and they're relaxing the precautions, but literally, we're not still in the clear. Still wash your hands, socially distance, and wear your mask if you have to. We went out to doubles this weekend, and we sat with our family. We didn't wear a mask because we were only with our family in an open environment.
Right, exactly.
I think it's up to you if you feel comfortable. It's how you feel, right?
Absolutely.
So that's it. And of course, I want to talk a little bit with our guest about, you know, politics and stuff, but a lot of people ask me, you know, what exactly is politics? And truthfully, politics is really life. From the minute you wake up, how you're going to spend your dollars, which grocery stores, what items you're going to buy, what roads you're going to drive on, your children have a good school, do you have health care? I mean, we make decisions on a daily basis about our family and our lives, and sure enough, everything comes down to voting. So that's why I'm very grateful to have
with us today.
We
vote with our money. We vote with our time.
That's right.
Just like you're saying.
Yeah. So I'm grateful to have with me today my friend Alfie. I like the name. Alfie Agari. And he's going to tell us a little bit about himself. So tell me a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for office.
Yes, ma'am. As I said, I'm so proud and grateful for you to have me on your show. And I really appreciate that. I am Alfred Ramsey Agari, Alfie. I was born and raised in Kingston, Jamaica. There I met my beautiful wife, Maureen. Maureen and I had happily married for over 40 years. Together, we had 4 children, 2 sons and 2 daughters. I am currently a resident of the city of Palm Bay and have been for the past 35 years.
Amazing, because so many people can't even stay married for 2 years.
That's right.
What's your secret, 40 years?
Well, it's just be, you know, good living and respect and try your best to make ends meet, whether it's good or bad.
You face challenges together.
We face challenges every day, and you got to just make it work because, you know, you can't turn away from challenges. That's one of the things that keep you, you know, more focus, and the more you do better in the challenge, the better you are for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking about challenges, you also moved here from Kingston, Jamaica.
Yes.
And like me, immigrants who want to immigrate to the United States legally and the right way, we come here. And it's almost like a rebirth for us.
Right.
Because this is where we choose to live and work and give back.
Right, definitely.
And you are doing that. You're living in the United States like I am, and you were giving back. And I always feel like it's an honor and a privilege to use my life experience, my ethnicity, my culture, what we learned from our grandparents and grandparents, and bring it to the United States. And you've done that. So tell our listening audience on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, what made you decide to run for office?
Yes, well, as I said, you know, I came here in 85, but I decided to run for mayor to see this city thrive in its potential. This city had so much potential, and you know, for the last few years, I see it kind of declining. And together, we can make it a better community. I am promoting sustaining growth and infrastructure to develop in our beautiful city. Based on that, you know, as I said, I had a bunch of, you know, investment and years in the city, 35 years, that's quite a while, and I would like to maintain it to the standard, an higher standard, that we can always enjoy the future and the kids and grandkids can have a good life or a better life at times to come.
Right. Well, you know, don't we always talk about certain things in life, if you have family, you have faith, you have friends, you have a little finances, and you have food, you're good. Life is good. But, you know, we have to tell our listeners that he's running for office. So we have to do a disclaimer.
Right. Well, his Alfie's segment is paid for by the campaign, Alfie's campaign, for running for Palm Bay mayor.
That's right.
So he paid for the segment today. But you're so right, Sita, that it does all boil down to all of us paying attention to what's going on in our city.
Right. And, you know, every day when we wake up is a great day, right? Every day that we wake up is a wonderful day. And it's a blessing because you can use the past to make the present and the future better. And Mr. Gary is doing that. You came to America basically with nothing. Tell our listeners, how does a person come to the United States and take that opportunity by its horns and make something of himself? What was that drive and that ambition?
Well, you know, I was fortunate in Kingston, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I start my career there, and in 1981, I was a manager on the shipping port in Kingston, Jamaica, you know, overseeing equipments and workers. And after about 4 or 5 years, when the kids start, you know, coming along, I decided to seek a better opportunity, especially for the kids. And then that's when I decided to come to the United States. That was like 1985.
Yes.
And I came here and started right away working. Start from scratch, working for another 10 years for businesses in the community, like land clearing and trucking service, in a similar way that I started in 81 in Kingston, Jamaica. And I have that experience and I put it to use. And in 1995, I start my own business and we grew from there. And now I have two successful business in the city of Palm Bay.
Right. Was it difficult to become a business owner in the city of Palm Bay? Did you have a lot of challenges? What did you face?
Well, it wasn't a too much a challenge because it was in that time it was just started to be a growing city.
Yeah.
So my profession was in demand.
Yeah.
And I put it to use with my experience I had before, and it works well.
So tell us about some of the developments you have seen in Palm Bay and some that you would like to see in the future.
Yes. Well, when I came, as I said, it was mostly vacant land. Some of the street was pretty much dirt road. And I saw the street become pretty much highway. I can tell you one example by Minton Road and Malabar Road, where that Winn-Dixie Plaza is at now. That was a dirt road. One flashing light was there, and it was a dirt road all the way west on Malabar Road. And I saw that grows, and, you know, I feel good to be a part of it because I think I physically helped to build the city.
Yes.
Well, you're on the planning board.
Yeah.
Correct? The planning and zoning?
Yeah. Well, more recent, we went on these boards, but mm-hmm. I'm talking from in 1985.
Yeah. So you've watched it like a child. You've watched it grow.
Right. And physically helped because we are in the land clearing and development sector.
Yes.
So all these new buildings and new...
But we've seen that. We've all seen where you'll be like driving down and all of a sudden you see the land cleared. You're right though, but land clearing is the number one thing when it comes to putting up a building and developing something.
Yes. Yes.
Because we've had to do that when my husband built his practice. And it's amazing to go and see the kind of work you do and how you all prepare the land for the developers.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that's one of the things I feel like, I'd like to maintain a good standing in the city.
Right. So, of course, running for office, you know, when people hear about someone who wants to become the mayor, they initially everybody thinks, well, what's in it for me? You know, and of course, you want people to donate. You want them to vote. You want them to go to your website. So give our listeners, do you have a website set up as yet?
I did. I did have a website. The website is Alfie Agari for pbmayor.com.
Right. And now, of course, we can't have any events. So you're probably doing some Facebook event live and doing events, socially distanced.
Socially distanced, yeah. And the email is just basically Alfie Agari. If you put that Alfie Agar in that Facebook page, it will pop right up.
Right.
It does. And I'm going to make sure that all of that is posted on CETA Media Facebook page, as well as our website as well, CETAMediaInc.com.
Right. And we just want to tell our listeners on Viewpoint with CETA and Friends, we're speaking with Mr. Alfie Agari, and he has decided to throw his hat, and it's a big hat, in the ring to run for the mayor of City of Palm Bay. Palm Bay is one of our largest cities as well here in Florida.
In Florida.
In
yeah.
Florida, not just in the state, in just all over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's grown and people are moving. I mean, I just had somebody who heard our show last week and said she wants to move from New York to Palm Bay. And of course, I gave her a real estate agent's number and everything to check into it. And it used to be the houses in Palm Bay, you can get them for under what, $40,000, $50,000? Now it's like $200,000.
When I came here, I bought my first home for $31,000.
So that's probably grown in some value, too.
Yeah, I have the same story.
Yeah. So when people talk to you, Alfie, I know people are concerned about education. They're concerned about public education. People are concerned about the infrastructure. People are concerned about healthcare, city employees, law enforcement. Tell us a little bit about your platform and some of the things that you want to work on.
Well, some of the main thing I kind of look at being around the city, because as I said, I volunteer on the Parks and Recreational Board and the Community Developer Advisory Board. I would like to promote the development and expansion in the Bayfront era. The Palm Bay Bayfront. I've been told 20 years ago or more that it's going to be a downtown Palm Bay, and it's still sitting there, not doing much. The city had bought several Palm Bay properties and has it sitting for several years. The city needs to make the first move to encourage investors to come in. And in my opinion, I think if the city had put a few nice building structure and set the pace, people, investor could always come and view or look at it online and see what it looked like or what the intentions are, that they could come in and do a better investment. No, it's just sitting there, nobody making a move. And in my eyes...
Why do you think they're not making a move? I mean, we've got city officials right now. We do have a mayor right now. We have city council. We have residents. What is it that's causing this land to sit there vacant or whatever, and people not looking into developing?
It's hard to say, but I just think it's a bad management or a bad decision where that is concerned.
Or red tape
yeah. for some matter. But it could be something out of the ordinary. But to me, I'm invested in that community too, because my gas station is sitting right in the Bayfront development
era. Right. And what about law enforcement, police, and fire department? You've had interactions where you have supported so many charities in the city. You've given. Thank you so much, though, for giving so much to other people and to your family too. So. What would you do as far as making sure that the police and the fire department keep their jobs with dignity and benefits?
Right. Yeah, well, definitely. I saw and I heard, because I've been in the council meeting several times, and, these departments need a better budget to make sure that they can prepare themselves with tools and equipment to get the job done right. And for example, we had some high-rising building putting up in the city of Palm Bay. And these structure is 6-7 floor high, and they made of wooden structured, and we don't even have a fire truck to fight any of these fire if it happened to cause fire. Mm-hmm. And, as I said, I've been to several meetings, and these are just not there. And for these employee or the city employee, like the police and the fire, to do a good job, they have to be equipped right. And I think they need a better budget for that.
Yeah, it always comes down to that, right? It always comes down to the budget, salaries, benefits.
Right.
But you sound like you have your heart in the city. You want to see growth and development. You want to see the city thrive. You want to see a place where everyone can have a place to work, live, And also, just in the evenings, I see you're concerned about having more restaurants and more nightlife as well. Because at the end of the day, what people want to relax, they want to go somewhere, not necessarily leave town. Right. But wouldn't it be nice if they had more development for socializing in the evenings? And you also had a plan for that.
That's exactly what I thought. And this is a personal experience. I had a big family, and we had to go out every time. If it's not Melbourne, it's Orlando or some other place to have a good afternoon So I thought we need more formal restaurant. We need something to entertain the visitor, that when they come into town, they don't need to go all over Orlando or other places in Melbourne to go enjoy themselves. So I think that need to be corrected also.
When he says that, what comes to my mind is, have you ever been to Miami and you go to Bayside?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That is beautiful. And, that took a while to develop. But, a friend of mine always says, sometimes all it takes is one person with the right idea and everything falls into place. And I love your ideas because you're right. I have a lot of friends and relatives that come into town, and everybody wants to go to Orlando.
Yep.
But we have the land, we have the capacity to do that here.
We have downtown Melbourne, and then we have the avenues of Vieira, and Palm Bay is the biggest city. We should be getting...
What is it, the fourth largest city?
It's the fourth largest city in the state.
It's large in land space.
Right.
But it's not large in population.
Yes.
And growth, you know?
Right.
So it's just the land space, really. And that's another topic, too. Need to correct it, because we're spreading out so thin in our city, and it costing the city so much more in just gasoline. Just for the officers to patrol. Just for the officers to patrol our land space. It costing us so much more, and the population is not there for that land space. So even that alone is a bad decision in my eyes.
Yes. But you're right. You're a man of common sense, Mr. Alfrey. You are a man of common sense. You know what you're saying. You've seen it. But so let's get back to you. So have you had any endorsements as yet? Are you doing any? But of course, nowadays it's difficult to meet with anyone because of COVID-19.
Right.
You can't really go out and ask people for an endorsement or talk to them, but you could probably try on Zoom and all that. But are you seeking the endorsement of anyone in the city, the fire department, the police, maybe the teachers union, and anything like that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm trying to make some arrangement. I even have a plan, maybe another couple of weeks, to have a gasoline drive at my gas station. I want to give the city of Palm Bay, the police, the fire, and Palm Bay Hospital employee, I want to give them $25 gasoline.
Yeah.
I want to give them a free car wash.
Yeah.
They just pull up at the gas station, and that's all in the making.
Yeah.
Because I want to give back to them. I think they did a tremendous job to stand up for us and our health and stuff in this crisis.
Yes.
So, I want to give back in any way I can.
Yeah. That's from the heart. I can feel that. So COVID-19 is here, right? Let's switch gears a little bit. And you have a large family. And so do I, and Ellen and Paul and all of us. And everyone is doing their best to socially isolate and wash hands and wear a mask if we feel threatened or in a crowd. How have you prepared your staff and your family for the ramifications of COVID-19?
Well, yeah, the COVID-19 is a real bad dream. It's just like going to bed and wake up and you have a bad dream and you wish you could just get over it.
Yeah.
During these uncertain times, we see how strong we are to overcome burden and hardship.
Yeah, I know, and a lot of us draw on what we learned from children. This morning I was watching TV, and they were talking about the return of the milkman up north.
Right.
I don't know if you remember back in Jamaica, but I know back in Trinidad, we had a milkman that used to come around on a donkey cart and sell the
bicycle,
milk.
Bicycle, yeah.
And we also had a man that used to come around and sell fish. We had a man used to come around and sell fetch vegetables fresh.
Right.
So all of a sudden, everything that's old is new again.
Right.
And so with COVID-19, it's like cleanliness is next to godliness. Isn't that what we were told?
That's exactly what we were told. And it's just a good practice. Yes. It's just a good practice to protect yourself and the environment. You know, it shouldn't be any kind of thing outside of a good practice. So just obedient to it.
Right. And people are making it a political statement, but it's not. Really and truly, I know my father used to tell us about crowds, about going into crowds. And right. So we weren't the kind of people that went into large crowds. Of course, you grow up and you want to go to a concert, you want to go to, you know, a big a singing or whatever, you know,
yes. You
that's different. But now they're saying you'll be able to do that again. But wait, patience is really virtue.
Right, yes.
Right?
That's true.
But there are so many family things in Palm Bay that probably people tapped into during this COVID-19 crisis.
Like gardening.
That we had. Like gardening, and like there's bike paths. There's like, I think, 12 miles or something like that of bicycle paths that people were asking for the maps of, and I was giving them the website.
Right.
So Turkey Creek Sanctuary, kayaking. There's so many like fun outdoor things that you can do in Palm Bay. And like I said, we just don't promote it enough, I don't think.
Well,
I
mean, Mr. Gary's a family man. And
he
so,
is a family man.
That's and so what, one of the most endearing things about you and what I read about you on your website, I'm like 40 years of marriage,
yes.
Thriving businesses, have given a lot to charity in Palm Bay. If anybody should run for office, it should be you. So what about your experience? Tell us a little bit about more experience that you bring to the city, because I know people who are listening to Viewpoint with Cedar and Friends, they're probably wondering what other experience are you bringing besides family, besides business? How do you feel about, for example, what's going to happen when we reopen our schools? What do you think should happen with our children and teachers in the schools?
Well, yes, especially the schools, it's good practice to make sure that we follow the safety instruction. And the kids are doing, you know, virtual schooling right now, and they're getting trained on a different level and a different approach. And they can use it down the road.
Yes.
In the same manner, you know, so.
Discipline. They're
discipline.
Being disciplined.
Yeah.
Do you feel like COVID-19 has brought out the disparities between the zip codes? Like we all say, you are your zip code. You are where you live. Do you feel like we're seeing that in COVID-19?
Yes, definitely. And it's a good thing. You see, we need to stick to these, even that outside recreational on a home level, riding the bike. We need to stick to these activities. Be clean, be active, and, you know, we'll make it.
What do you think about the people right now who are saying, well, with COVID-19, certain areas, certain people have healthcare concern, healthcare issues. You and I are immigrants. We came here to this country. We take all the opportunities. We get a boot and then we pull the strap up, right?
Right.
What do you tell those who are sitting at home and saying, well, look, I'm unemployed. I don't have any money coming in. Bills are coming. What sort of words of comfort and courage can you give those people to heal their heart?
Yes, well, the main thing I think the coronavirus has found its way into our community, and it's putting a damper on our health. People isolate themselves from society. Those who are unsure of the direction of the economy, as we stand united, we will prevail. My objective is to provide a security, a safety, and a trust for the resident of the city, because you have to, don't give up. We have to keep focused, be positive, and let we figure the best thing we can do to assist each other and make it work.
And you've been doing a lot with Bokaska as well to make sure that no family goes hungry in Palm Bay or Brevard. Some of the efforts and the initiatives they've taken is giving free food to people, cooking meals, getting involved with charities and stuff. So I thank you for that as well.
Yes.
I'm sure that comes from a place deep within your heart of how you were raised.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, Bakaska, I've been a part of Bakaska and a member for maybe 15, 18 years.
And for those of you who don't live in Palm Bay, Bakaska is the Brevard Caribbean American Sports and Cultural Association that they established in Palm Bay quite a few years ago.
Yes, it's quite a while. And then secondly, we have contributed any way of our farm, you know, financial support, any kind of food drive, any kind of activities, sports activities, we contribute all the time.
Well, our second guest is not here as yet, which is fine, because we will continue speaking with Mr. Agari, because, I mean, I feel like I'm talking to our family friend.
I know. It's our extension of the living room.
Yeah, he is a man of integrity and a man of respect. And he wants to make a difference. And why not? I mean, who are we to judge, right?
Absolutely.
Anyone who wants to put their heart in the ring, I should know, because I ran a couple of times. And the experience that you gain from running for office, it just makes you stronger. Don't you feel like you're developing a self of confidence and you're giving it to your grandchildren as well?
That's right. This make you really, you know, feel proud and good of helping and trying to make a difference. And you got to stand up for these things in this life, especially, as I said, I've been rooted in this community for so much years and I have so much invested there. And I am definitely sticking my neck out to make sure the standard is held highly.
Well, we're going to continue the conversation right after these great messages from our sponsors here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yes. Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends
run all the ads.
By the friends and family of Sita McGee.
Not, you know, that's
author
weird because she only lives
brothers
like 5 minutes
and sisters,
away.
And founder
and
of Simply Sita Skincare.
And,
these
I'm
great
like,
sponsors.
Came from all the way
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9. Mattress and furniture. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MEDFAST Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County. Contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. So, of course, today's Memorial Day, and I want to give a shout out to all the families who are left after people gave the ultimate sacrifice of their lives, right? We know so many people who've given their sacrifices, and so I just want to... Yeah, but, you know, I mean, of course, I'm remembering all the people who died in wars. But there are people who are dying right now in this silent war of COVID-19. And we're living in a time when people who obviously made arrangements at a funeral parlor for someone, and you could invite friends to come and view a body and give a hug and talk about the deceased, we don't have that right now. So for all the people who are home and isolated in the time of need, we hear you, we love you, and we're sorry. And I think it's just one of those times when all of us have to understand we're in this together. We really are. Because, you know, even for the veterans, for, you know, all the services, the presidents, everybody have to do their ceremonies socially distanced, which we... I mean, I miss hugging people. I miss talking to people. I miss meeting new people. And I don't want this for a world. And I don't like when people make it political about things like this. You know, like fly the flag. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. People died so that you can have that right to fly that flag. Fly it. And you could disagree with a politician. And that's okay, because you don't have the same ideas, and you don't have the, you can disagree. You have the freedom to that's right. And you're entitled to your opinions, but not your facts. And that's okay, but fly it and fly it high, because someone got that bad news that they lost a son or a daughter or a loved one, you know, during war, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So Ms. Agari's still here, which, like Paul, our producer, just said, this is the first time in... what, 9 years of our show that someone didn't show up, but that's yeah. Okay. She got the time mixed up, which everything happens.
It's all
everything
good.
Happens for a reason. So, Mr. Gary, I was going to ask you, so you're running for the mayor of City of Palm Bay, and you've made a lot of connections in Palm Bay, but you also need time, energy, donations, people, and great ideas, right? So tell us a little bit about, okay, I think Ellen wants to say something.
Well, and just by, I wanted to make sure that the viewers and the listeners know that the segment today is being paid for by Alfie Argari's, oh my gosh, I can't get your name out, his campaign to be elected to Palm Bay mayor. So these are what some of the donations are for, right? Is right. To get the campaign out and make sure that you're, because you're grassroots campaign going on.
Right. Yeah.
So grassroots. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the campaign going pretty well. We have everything going on as planned, and we're looking forward for any kind of donation and assistance we can get, volunteers, because we still have a little road ahead of us. And, you know, as I said before, we're doing pretty good. I think, you know, we're getting some good support, and I appreciate that, and I would take any support I can get.
And I think this is a good time for Mr. Gary to give all listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends his website, because we all know people say they want to run for office. But in order to run for office, you have to have the money. You have to have time. You have to have volunteers. And most important, he has a website where there's a section if people want to send a question or meet him in person. So give us the website one more time. Or Paul is taking a short video, and we'll give you that video to put on your website as well.
Yeah, my website is Alfie Agari www.cedamedia4pbmayor.com.
And so, if you go to our CEDA Media page on Facebook, CEDA Media Inc., I've posted all of that information and Mr. Agari's contact information as well.
Okay, so Mr. Agari, I'm going to ask you as well, one of the questions that one of my friends had sent over, usually we put it on our Facebook page to tell us, for the guest to tell, give a little background about himself. Give us some of your platform issues again, like some of the things you would like to see done moving forward in the city of Palm Bay.
Right. Yeah, well, as I said before, my main focus is to develop that Bay Frontier. And I would like to, you know, promote the investors in Palm Bay to develop some of these empty lands we have sitting, because we have a big land space in our city that we can generate more income from taxes or revenue that we can put more in our city in a better way, especially for the police and the fire department, because these are the main sections and department that promote safety. And safety is key for our future and our children's future.
Right. Now, what about community? You've been involved in the community. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the boards you've been on and some of the ideas that people have brought to you now that they understand that you're running for the mayor of Palm Bay.
Yes, well, for about the past 10 years, I have personally contribute and volunteer at various events in the city of Palm Bay. I donate field dirt to the U.S. Veteran Housing Project. As I heard you mention before about the veteran, there is so much love and respect I have for the veteran, because they assist everyone in this country to have this freedom and make our life what it is today. So we have to always reflect on them and remember. That's why we have this day called a Memorial Day. And I always contribute to any kind of event in our city that they have for veteran, and I will continue doing that as long as I'm around.
Yes. Well, you know, we said last year, remember when we were talking about Memorial Day, a lot of people think it's about eating, drinking, being in a crowd, dancing, fireworks, having a great time, fireworks, of course. But the truth is, Memorial Day should be a day of reflection, mm-hmm, for veterans as well as people in your lives as well. Yeah. And I know, like for me, it always reminds me of my parents and what gift they gave to me, the gift of life and the gift of experience. So for you, you had family in the military.
My dad and his three brothers were all in the military together, all in World War II. And I remember one of my fondest memories as a child was a trip that we took to Washington, D.C. And I was at Arlington National Cemetery the day of Memorial Day and was there for the services. And it still impacts me today. Every time I hear taps being played, I can remember that trip.
Right.
And how powerful it was for me as a American citizen, and as well as a, you know, like a future patriot. I just knew that I was always going to be patriotic.
Right, yeah. It impacts you.
It really does.
How about you, Alfie?
Yes, Memorial Days, as I said before, it's real great that you have to remember something. Once you're living and you're trying to keep focus, something will always flash back at you, whether it was good or bad, and you got to remember it. We have so much thing to remember that's good in this country. And we are here to enjoy it today and reap the benefit of all these people that put their life on the line for us. So we have to, you know, take a moment and remember this. You know, I have a posting going out on Facebook, you know, to show I went to a VA terminal and meet and greet these guys this morning. And we have that posting going out, and I feel good doing it. You know, and this is what it is. We have to maintain that kind of thing. You know, in the hurricane season, I do so much thing in our city. I donate sand, white sand for the sandbag project in our city. If it's got a flooding or a hurricane, I'll call up and make sure we contribute, because we have 100, 200 people in the line waiting for a sandbag.
Yeah.
And these people, you know, need help and assistance, and I'll do that anytime.
You're a giving man. So when is this election, what is the date of your election?
Well, we had this is a very important date. We have a primary on the 18th of August.
Right.
And if you don't make it past that, you can't go to the final. So
right.
That's a very important date. So coming up quick.
Before you know it. And so of course, you know, we've all run into people who complain. They complain about their children's school. They complain about their paychecks. They complain about the road with a pothole. They complain about prices for food. But when you ask them, are you registered to vote? They tell you, oh, I'm not. And then you find out that their grandmother and mother and families. And how do we encourage more people to exercise the right to vote and get themselves either to the voting booth or vote by mail? Or how do we get people to actually stop whining and complaining but vote?
Well, that's a big issue, and you had said it. You had said it to an extent, and I try my best. You know, I'm making some flyer to distribute, and I make sure put a site on it that you can get a mail-in vote, a ballot.
A ballot. Yeah.
You can get a mail-in ballot. You can go early with an early voting that you don't have to sit and wait for the rush time and congestion and traffic and everything. You take your time and get out and get it done and put it behind you. You don't have to be worried about the crowd. So please get out early. Or I put a website on my flyer to make sure you get a mail-in ballot, so you don't have to even leave your home if you are so concerned about health condition and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like they just make excuses. If everybody decided to make an excuse and not get involved, I think it doesn't matter where you live in the world. You should get involved in your community, in your neighborhood, in the people around you, right? It takes a village.
That's one of the biggest problems we face from, you know, growing up, coming along. Is that, you know, a lot of people complains, but nobody try to make a difference.
Right. And the thing is that they find fault with the person who trying to make a difference as well.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. This is what nature is, you know. This is what life is all about. You know, challenges, and you have to take the time out to explain. I got 40 people working for me. When I just started my business, we had like 10 employees, and we up to 40 people that live in Palm Bay. And some of the time, it's just so sad, but you have to tell them the same thing every day.
Yeah, that's been one of my pet peeves, because I'll meet people and they'll complain out about everything under the sun. And then I say, well, have you tried to go to BCC and sign up for a different course or a different class, try to better your life? And they're like, no, I don't have time for that. And what do you have time for? Right. So how did you instill all these wonderful values and work ethics in your children? Who was your role model growing up?
Well, honestly, when I was younger, I got a guru. You know, we're Indian, so we got a teacher that actually, it was a sign to you that you could ask any kind of opinion, idea, or any kind of knowledge, information, and they will sit you down and let you know. My dad used to told me, you know, get out and get going. You know, wake up early. We had to wake up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, and milk a cow with your hands, and have breakfast on the table. You know, these are stuff that instill in you that is so helpful today. And one of the thing I could say to the kids, I was on the park and recreational board, and I told them that we are not getting the kids in the summer camp, because nobody want to get out. Everybody want to text and stay behind the door and text each other. Nobody embracing. And nature is like this. Human is designed to contact each other. There is a spark between us.
Yeah.
And you have to be out there. And, you know, this one of the things that people need to get out and get going and
the technology
meet and greet.
Has changed our lives, but sometimes it's good. I think everything in moderation.
Right.
So what you're saying basically is, if you don't work, you don't eat.
You don't work.
That's what he's saying. Because he had to get up and milk the cow so he can get food on the table, get that milk and cheese and your mother made. I know. We had the same thing. But you know what I feel sorry about is so many children are being born into our world with no one to guide them.
Right, to give them
the information that they need to go out and become successful human beings. Like, you need that information. Your brain is like a computer. I used to hate gardening, and all of a sudden now I could see why my parents loved watching those seedlings grow. I used to hate cooking. Now I'm one of my special things is I can cook. So what do we say to people who are constantly making those excuses but not investing into their communities? Like, you invest in the community. You give time, you give energy, you give effort. There are people that don't do that. What do we say to those people?
Well,
how you get them more involved?
Definitely. I would definitely pass the word on and encourage the neighbors and people we met on the side of the street. Please put that effort out for something. Because you have to, you see, when you're going to school, you have to have a timetable. You go to school at a certain time, you have lunch at a certain time, you go to bed at a certain time, and this is just a discipline to be productive when you get in your adolescence. You have to kind of put that in place and practice it, and it should work.
Well, it's like live by example, because you lived by example. So now your family involved in your business, and he has 40 employees.
Yeah.
That is, you know what, that's commendable. I mean, that's amazing that you do so well. And you started from, basically, you didn't have a rich daddy to give you all money so you could go out and do it. You learned through time and experience and from other people as well.
Learn to work, yeah. And as you said before, is going out is so important out there, because you never know who you run into. And that just probably open a window that you can make a move, and a productive move.
Yeah.
But sitting home and sitting behind the fence and behind the door and complain, it doesn't help you one bit.
All you're going to do is fall off the fence like Humpty Dumpty.
Especially in Palm Bay.
Well,
because there are a lot of good, and I just want to touch on a couple brief things that are going on. We got the new St. John's Heritage Parkway going in. That new exit off of 95.
Yes.
It should be opening soon.
Yes.
We've got Emerald Lakes or Emerald City coming up, right?
Right.
I mean, all of that is really the big growth push for Palm Bay right now.
Right.
So once again, getting back to getting involved and getting people involved in general, there's going to be a big boom in Palm Bay in the next 5 years.
You won't find a house for $31,000 anywhere in Palm Bay.
As a matter of fact, that the extension, that St. John's extension, St. John's Heritage Parkway extension that comes off of 95, is not only going to be able to bring more people in for traffic, for tourism, for all of the great things that are going on. They just built a beautiful hotel.
The one thing about the St. John Heritage is the lighting. We drove on it in the night. And whoever put that up, they should have thought about putting some more lights. It is dark and it is scary. If you break down on that thing, you're a woman. I said to my husband, I will not drive this in the night. So I think one of the things, and I would like you, when you become the mayor, is to look at is lighting. There are older people driving in the nights, going to visit their loved ones, going to Orlando, they've got to start thinking about putting more lighting in areas that are so dim. And that's a lot of places in Palm Bay, I think, need a lot more light.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course, it comes to who's going to pay the cost of it, right? Of course.
Well, and there's a lot more industry coming. That's the whole point, is that all of that area is being developed to get some big
Have you driven on it in the night?
I rode my bike on it when it's not even open.
Try driving it at night. Dr. B and I drove it a couple of times.
One of the things is the road is a sign of development.
It is.
But if you don't have structures in there,
where are you going to exit?
Investors. You can't put anything in place. You know, the city complaining about expenses and budget, and they can't do this and they can't do that. But you have to put something to generate the income that you can use the funds to do these things. And this one of the trouble we had, one of the situation I think existed, is getting investors from somewhere farm that we can generate more income. These roads, this parkway, we have a two-side parkway. We have one side on the southeast side,
right,
from Bob Creek Street to 95,
right,
and we had one on the north, the northwest side, mm-hmm. From Malabar Road to 95. Mm-hmm. I physically work on these projects. Mm-hmm. I physically work on these projects with chucks because, you know, I'm in the chucking business.
Yeah, and you talk to people, so you get a lot of ideas.
Yeah, when I physically out there, because I got numbers of chuck, we got 50 chucks a week every day working on that one by Ellis Road. Mm. 40 to 50 chucks working on that job. I responsible. I dispatch them on that job to haul all that filter from Bob Creek Street to 95. And so I know what it is, and then this side on Bob Creek Street to 95 was so mismanaged. This road is finished and paved for months, and it can't be open to the public because the intersection at Bob Creek Street is not ready. It's not done, and it keep pushing away. Well, let's hope they get it done pretty soon before Christmas.
And that's what I've always noticed. And we've lived in Palm Bay around the same for about the same amount of years.
Yeah.
It seems like they do things the way I do things around my house sometimes. I start a project and then I leave that project and I go to the next project. The first project doesn't get done right away.
Bad decision.
I learned from the city of Palm Bay to not do that.
Yeah. Well, I know what he's saying. So in other words, have a well thought of plan before you execute it.
Yeah, and you know,
well,
and maintain
it. Plan for completion.
Yeah, you have to. You promise the citizen that this thing will be opening in the fall of 2019.
Right.
And the fall going to be coming pretty soon, 2020. Mm-hmm. It's still not open yet. But these are some of the things. Plan, decision, you know, and good, you know, good decision is the best thing. You got to, I'm planning to stick around here for another 20 years. If I get more than that, I will be so much grateful, but what happened is that you have to start planning for 20 years from now. I see some of the city, they're doing some work, they pave the road, then next week they dig across to put something. I say, you know, they didn't remember they was going to run a pipe across.
That's right.
So, you know, this is bad planning.
Well, and we'll look forward to hearing some more of those things because I'm sure the citizens of Palm Bay are going to come up with these kinds of questions about how we're going to finish things and how the infrastructure is going to be improved. So one more time, give us your website, how people can get a hold of you, how people can donate while we wrap up the last 2 minutes of the show.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so the website, as I said before, is www.alfieagari.com. For pbmayor.com. The Facebook is pretty active also. It just put Alfie Agari and you should snap right in. And, you know, we're trying our best to do some physical movements in the city too and meet and greet the citizens. And we'll try our best.
And that's and all of those events and the events that Alfie spoke about earlier, he's going to post on his Facebook page as well as the website.
Right.
So you'll be able to get all of that information in there.
So we just want to remind our listeners that anyone who goes into politics should always remember that it's not about you. It's about people's lives. It's about what you can do to make a difference in the life of other people. So we appreciate you running for office. And Ellen, you take it from there.
Yes, we certainly appreciate you being here with us today and sharing your experience as well as your candidacy for Palm Bay Mayor. Make sure you get out and vote on August 18th. That's the date, correct? We want to make sure that everybody gets out for that. And once again, another fantastic edition of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thank you, Sita Biggie, for all that you do in our community. We'll be back next week at 1 o'clock right here on AM 1510.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7.